Wasatch County's 13 cases was the highest single-day number of cases in the county since April 6th, when 14 cases were reported. Previous to that, the county had not seen more than 9 cases in a day since March 2nd. Summit County reported 7 new cases on Friday, continuing the county's downward trend seen since late March. Statewide, 463 new cases were reported by the Utah Department of Health, bringing the statewide rolling 7-day average of positive cases to 393 per day. The rolling average has remained relatively steady since the beginning of April. The statewide averages for the percent of positive laboratory tests remained relatively steady as well, with the people-over-people average currently at 7.6% and the tests-over-tests average at 3.8%. Both of those averages have changed a little since late March. 7,879 people have been tested for the disease statewide since Thursday. There are currently 159 Utahns in the hospital with the disease, 13 more than Thursday. Statewide COVID-19 referral center ICUs are now 77.3% full. 2 more COVID-19 deaths were also reported by the health department on Friday, bringing the statewide death toll from COVID-19 to 2,164. Neither of the deaths were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. Over 43,000 vaccine doses were administered over the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of shots given in Utah to over 1.8 million. The Summit County Health Department reports that 75% of eligible people in the county have received at least one dose of the vaccine. In Wasatch County, 8,274 people have been fully vaccinated. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.